This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.
Good evening and welcome to RFK Stadium, home of your Washington Nationals.
RFK Stadium is just 2 miles from the U.S. Capitol building, making it a draw for lawmakers, lobbyists, and Hill staffers on a recent spring evening. The Nationals are playing the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, that's coming good.
Here comes one really close.
They're coming down hard.
It bounced right in our aisle.
We're here with a couple of congressmen who are baseball fanatics. Minnesota Democrat Martin Szabo and New York Republican Sherwood Bollert have come straight from the House floor. This is their last season here. They're both retiring at the end of the year. Combined, they've served more than 50 years in Congress. Szabo is a Twins fan. Bollert loves the Yankees. But tonight, Sherry Bollert says they're pulling for the same team.
Well, here's one thing we can agree on. We're down 4-2, and we want to get the Nationals some runs.
We want the Nationals to score some runs.
So, Congressman Szabo, I understand you're the coach of the House Democrat baseball
team. I'm now retired as coach, too. I've been involved in that baseball game for 27 years.
How did the team do?
That's a bad question. You know, the problem we have, which we were doing very well in the early 90s, then you had that Republican Revolution in 94. That meant they brought young legs, young arms, young eyes. So we've tried to compete with maturity. We have significant more maturity and experience on our team. And we've been able to sneak out a couple of wins since 94 against great odds of all these young arms and legs and eyes. And
what does that say about Democrats?
We elect people who know something.
We elect people who know how to make a hit. That's why we're in the majority. But, you know, as we're saying,
that's why they have trouble governing.
But
keep trying.
Baseball is a great equalizer, though. There's one thing that Marty and I agree on, not one of many things, because we're good friends of long standing. But baseball is a great equalizer.
That's right.
You know what's interesting is that both of you, having been there, you were 28 years and you're 23 years, Congressman Bollert.
24.
24 years. Yeah. And you're 28 years, Congressman Szabo, is that right?
Yeah.
So you started in the majority, now you're in the minority, and you're the other way around.
Yeah, I've had 12 and 12. 12 in the minority, 12 in the majority. In the minority, it's a lot easier and a lot more fun. In the majority, it's a lot harder and a lot more rewarding.
Do you agree?
Well, yeah, no, I agree with that.
Marty Szabo and Sherry Bollert both talk of the great change they've witnessed in Congress over the years. Republican Bollert says he's never seen a higher level of partisanship and a lower level of tolerance.
You know, Marty and I know each other. I mean, and we've played golf together. We've done socialized together. There are young members of both parties right now who can't really say they know somebody in the other party. Oh, they know their names and their faces, but they don't know their wife's name or what makes them tick or who their favorite team is or how many kids they've got. But there's something wrong when we move in the direction we have been moving, and I'd like to see it reversed, hopefully after this next election.
So many things have changed. The work week is shorter. Most people are in and out of town quickly. When I came, most people moved their families here, and that's rare now, rare. And so it's changed, and society's changed. Society's more polarized, and that's reflected in Congress.
Do you think that's what's driving the increased partisanship in Congress?
I think it builds on itself, all of the things.
The advent of special interest, I think, has been a major contributor on all sides to the equation.
What do you mean?
Well, when I was a young staff member and then a junior congressman, and Marty was too, I mean, there were always lobbyists in this town. There are always going to be advocates, and some of them are paid to do their job. But the proliferation, there are thousands of them today, and tends to have people think one dimension and not take a broader view.
You got to be the knight in shining armor, and you're going to defeat the devil, whether you're a group or an individual. And people have got to be stay pure for whatever it is. And the political process is where you come different values, different sense of values, but then you try and find pragmatic solutions to problems with that coalition of values. And I think that's the answer before they figure out even what the problem is.
A Cincinnati Red hits a deep fly to left field, and Nats outfielder Alfonso Soriano misses the catch.
Oh, Soriano, that's two big ones he made. Just one run scored. Did both score? Yeah, they both scored.
I wonder why they don't have him on right rather than left.
Oh, that was, he looked pathetic at that for a $10 million man. Yeah, baseball has changed just like Congress over the years. You know, when I was a young kid, the same, you know, a guy like Cal Ripken was the rule, not the exception. Play one club your entire career. Look at DiMaggio and Williams and Musial. But today, a journeyman player is probably on his fourth team.
Money is also a big factor in Major League Baseball today, much like it is in Congress.
They make more than we do.
Yeah. You know, the biggest change I've seen is the pressure on members to raise money. And it's intensified, and it's not for their own campaigns. It's to contribute to other candidates, to contribute to the caucus, and that has just fundamentally changed. And
it's more and more, you know, you're expected to meet demands of the party. You get a quota. Both sides have them. You know, you got to raise like $250,000. To give to somebody else, and that's not an easy chore. And I said we spend far too much time on that, and not enough time on making policy. I've never been one to dial for dollars. Sorry,
a few moments ago it was booze. Now it's cheers.
Yeah, I know.
Same guy.
Was this the guy who was out there?
Yeah,
this
that's
was
the left
guy
fielder.
Who was out in left field?
Alfonso Soriano.
Horseman!
Redemption.
Yeah, exactly right.
Here's one last question, and we'll watch baseball. Public trust in Congress is at a low. What do you think needs to happen for public trust to be restored? Congressman Bollert?
That's a tough one because I think it's going to be very hard for the public trust to be restored. Because I'll tell you what happens. Every now and then, some guy comes along like Randy Cunningham, who's in jail where he belongs. But he was a colleague who misused and abused the system to the maximum degree. And unfortunately, I'm afraid there are far too many people say, well, they're all like that. And my response is, no, we're not all like that. I just think Americans are just cynical as a rule about people in public office. So I don't think you're going to do any. There's no magic formula to change that. I think they're going to retain that cynicism.
I really think that the Congress is not nearly as good as its individual membership. And the challenge of leadership in the institution across both parties is to make the Congress reflect the totality of abilities that exist there.
Democrat Martin Szabo will be a regular at Minnesota Twins games after he retires at the end of the year. You'll likely find Republican Sherwood Bollert at the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, when he's not watching the Yankees. And by the way, the Reds beat the Nationals that night, 6-5. We'll be right back.